me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, thanks for tuning in for another week. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Every week we broadcast sounds from Australia, a long, long way away from where I'm sitting right now, but where I spent my early days absorbing music. And also fresh sounds from Canada. We play here every week as well. And you can find our archive shows at ozstrandedradio.com. And we're on Twitter as well, at OzStranded. And today we have a special guest revisiting the studio, a guest we've spoken to a few times, a real favourite of mine. It's Rose Henry. She is a First Nations activist, always great to talk to. She's very articulate about social justice issues. She's based in Victoria, British Columbia, and she has been working in the social justice field, primarily in relation to homeless issues, for many years. And we're going to have a good chat today. I think probably we'll be talking a fair bit about the Burnaby Mountain protest, where Rose was in attendance for much of the significant protests that occurred up there in relation to the Kinder Morgan pipeline. As we know, it was a successful protest effort, brought out a lot of prominent people, including David Suzuki. So, yeah, we'll be talking with Rose fairly soon. But for now, let's get into the older music. And often I'll play Australian music up front because I guess that's what I know most about. The older music, I've grown a great appreciation for music that I didn't even grow up with myself, but I've since kind of dug back further and enjoying discovering and airing for listeners. But Canada, well, I mean, geez, I really neglect the older music of this country. There's just so much time in the week. I only have 1.5 hours here every week. But I did just come across a CD, which is a great way to start, I think, at least in terms of Vancouver, BC. There's a CD that was put out a number of years ago by an organization called the Music Appreciation Society. And this is great. It's got a whole bunch of artists here. There's 21 tracks in total. It's a compilation of some great independent sounds from Canada, I guess mostly the 90s and 2000s. A lot of names that I'm familiar with here. You know, we have the Evaporators on here, Pink Mountain Tops. We have Rodney Graham Band, the Evaporators, of course, the Nardwuar. So I'm going to play for you a few tracks from this that jump out at me. First up, I'm going to play Good Horsey. They're a band that I featured a while back, and I just found them to be quite interesting, a real forgotten band from the Vancouver music scene of the 90s. And I've got a track of theirs called But She Knew. So Good Horsey was, Mark Zibo was the chief songwriter from that band. And this track came out on the Kazoo CD in 1994. So here we go. This is from the CD compilation, The Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This band is Good Horsey, going back to the mid-90s.
Never knew what he'd done. doesn't even know that it's too late. Still sees it as a business venture. She stands off to the side. She's talking about all his many chances. How Anna must be satisfied. And he didn't know what he'd done. He never knew what he'd done. But she knew.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. CITR congratulates Tarantula Head for making it into the Shindig semifinals. Come to Shindig this Tuesday, December 9th for Imaginary Music Makers, GBBGs, Dreamy Shoegazers, Ace Martins, and Funk Hip Hop from Funk Shui. I love Shaquilla.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Stranded, and we're starting the show with some older music from Vancouver. This is from a compilation put out by the Music Appreciation Society. It came out, this came out in 2006. And the songs I just played you there, first of up, and these, I wonder if the historians in the audience might have picked out what I played. First up was Good Horsey. Really, really interesting off-kilter kind of band from the mid-90s. And a song called But She Knew. And next up was Hello Blue Roses, which you might have heard there, the voice of Dan Behar there. That's the side project he did with his partner, Sydney Vermont. She is a visual artist as well. And you heard the title track from the album, Hello Blue Roses. And let's see when that came out. I think 2006. And finally, we went right back to 1992, A Superconductor with a heavier
this
song there.
This is Scruff Mouth.
Called Bush Pilot. And that would have been a good band to see live. Very heavy stuff. So they were around in the early 90s. This is great stuff, digging into this. I'll read you some of the text from the liner notes here. So the Music Appreciation Society. They say they have two basic instructions: to be thoughtfully choosy and to be into music. What the Society has chosen for this inaugural compilation is music it collectively deeply likes. Here found in is a quality selection of independent popular music, both contemporaneous and from the recent past. And it talks about how, not just entertainment, however, this compact disc provides a sense of Vancouver milieu. A milieu is a historically demarcated socio-cultural and political economic environment. Transcending the immediate present, milieu also includes recognition of the past and intimations of the future. Hence, along with current working bands, this compact audio disc includes music by bygone bands that have helped inform the scene today. Great idea. I think this is fabulous. I think I'd like to play a few more tracks while we're with it. So these songs are from the Music Appreciation Society compilation on Vancouver music, which came out in 2006. Let's play for you an act called Blaise Pascal. And this song you're going to hear is called Circuit. It is from the self-produced CD that came out in 1993. So here we go. Blaise Pascal, track number 4 on this compilation from the Vancouver Music Appreciation Society.
checks with a name that's not mine. Clocking the hours that spin round through the tail end, scolding those hills ahead. Have to get used to it. You and me both
sizing me up and down, but I don't wanna cry if I know more. Well, I guess I could leave the town or wait for someone new to come around, but I don't know what to do, and that's for sure. 'Cause baby, you got what I need, so darling, saddle up and give it to me. And there's no need to be hard to read, just you and me together. And the radio's playing a song. And girl, if you don't show, I think I'll die. 'Cause baby, you got what I need. So darling, saddle up and get it to me. And there's no need to be hard to read. Just you and me together, heavenly. And we go round and round.
You never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and three more tracks there from the compilation that I came across recently, put out by the Vancouver, well, it's the Music Appreciation Society presents Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I wonder if they have other cities. That'd be interesting, because I'm very curious about music of all the, you know, main musical centers of this country. So we heard at the top of the set a group called Blaise Pascal with a song called Circuit. And that came out in 1993 on an EP. And next was The Choir Practice with the cover of a song there from the New Pornographers called Failsafe. And they were a bit of a, they were quite a big collective. Let's see, almost, geez, there's almost 10 people, I think, that were in the Choir Practice. Beautiful singing on that track. And finally was a gentleman named Nick Krogovich, K-R-G-O-V-I-C-H, with a song called Saddle Up from 2005. And I believe he's still active. I think he has some new music out, actually. So I hope you enjoy that. That's a little bit of a dip into the past of Vancouver music. Now it's time to chat with our very special guest, Rose Henry. She has been on the show at least twice before, and it's always a pleasure. Rose has got so much to say about important issues here in the country.
Especially when it comes to social issues that pertain to, you know, the well-being of our land, our Mother Earth, and the Indigenous people throughout the world. As we know, there's always so much happening here, and yet we struggle to have our voices heard when we're doing direct action. And usually the direct action as, you know, a human rights advocate or as a land defender usually means that there's police involved, and there's usually a hype on, you know, portraying Indigenous people in a negative way and very seldom in a positive way. Over the last few weeks, I've had an opportunity to talk to many different people about the pipeline that is happening and about, you know, how it's affecting the Indigenous people throughout the western side of Turtle Island. And, you know, I've heard the horror stories of the Indigenous people, you know, from northern Alberta who are being diagnosed with terminal illnesses that have been brought on by the exposure of the poor vitamins that are being eroded from the land, to lack of accessibility to good nutritious food, and our healthcare system and the substandardness that is offered to them because they're Indigenous, to, you know, it's like, oh, this pipeline that's going to be crossing over 1,000 rivers that delivers fresh water from our mountainsides to our oceans, that cover the streams that deliver our traditional foods to the territories of the Indigenous people. And yet here we are, you know, in the last few weeks, I've had an opportunity to talk to the elders from the Cowichan Valley, who have said that, you know, if there ever was a new uprising for the year 2014, that it is going to be here on the west coast of Turtle Island as we try and put a stop to the expansion of Kinder Morgan, you know, the Keystone XL and all the other pipelines that are coming through. Like, there's, I think, a total of 16 that will be crisscrossing this country. And we're saying, okay, no more. No more to this land of abuse. No more neglecting the Indigenous people and their voices. No more will we be portrayed in a negative way. We are uniting, and we are uniting by utilizing things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and we are filming everything along the way, and we are sharing our fight with the rest of the world to say, it's time to warrior up now. That saying comes from Taha. Taha is one of the elders from the West Coast who, you know, was arrested last week for defending Burnaby Mountain. She was arrested along with our Grand Chief, Stuart Phillips, and over 100 land defenders who have been arrested where the charges were dropped because the judge said, this is such a farce, this is not okay. These people are just trying to defend the land and saying, no, you didn't consult with us properly. And, you know, it's like, okay, these are more than just Indigenous people, though. These were non-status people. These were young and old. The youngest warrior that stood up for the land, she was 11. The oldest was 84. It was awesome.
And just for anyone who's tuning in who isn't familiar with the issue, if maybe you're listening in Australia, this Rose is talking about a protest that just occurred very close to where we're sitting now on Burnaby Mountain, where a large company called Kinder Morgan was seeking to drill a pipeline through the mountain, an oil pipeline, and they really picked the wrong place to start their work because there's a lot of passionate, informed people here in the city.
And that pipeline was projected to deliver the raw bitumen that was coming from northern Alberta to China. So, you know, that involves, you know, many huge tankers or freighters that will be crossing the Salish Sea, which provides, you know, the life for all of us. And so, you know, in the traditional way of the Indigenous people, there's only two things that are more precious than our children. That is blood and water. Without blood or without water, there is no life. And when there is no life, then why do we struggle for this? And so what we're saying is that we are protecting the life givers. We are protecting our Mother Earth. We're protecting our children and their future. And so we are saying, you know, no deliverance of, you know, the dirty raw bitumen that is supposed to be traveling across our oceans without consultation, without a built-in, you know, sustainable backing, of which, you know, right now, none of the pipeline people have said, oh yeah, by the way, you know, we can guarantee this. And so, once again, it is the Indigenous people standing on the forefront after years and years of colonization and being oppressed. We now have people looking at us and saying, you know, we kind of apologize for oppressing you, and now we're asking you to come and defend the land.
Mm. Well, thank you, Rose. We're just going to have a quick musical break, and we'll be right back to, I'm curious about your real direct involvement in the protest and your experience there in the last couple of weeks. So we'll come back very soon to chat more about that. We're on Stranded, and we're chatting with Rose Henry, First Nations activist.
On the unceded territory of the Salish people.
That's right. Now, this song we're going to play is a new song from a garage rock band from Sydney called Bloods, from a record called Work It Out. The song is called Penelope.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. So, two tracks there. First was brand new music from Australia, a band called Bloods. And the track was called Penelope. They're a garage rock band from Sydney. And that was followed by Vancouver's White Lung with Face Down. So, welcome back. Rose Henry, thanks for coming in. You've made the trip over here from Victoria for a board meeting. It's always wonderful to catch up with you. And you've been chatting about the Kinder Morgan pipeline protests on Burnaby Mountain. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit more about your direct experience up there and what you observed.
My direct experience up there was, very much like the rest of my life, actually. I'm thinking about it, what is it that is really worthy of sharing? It's going up to the mountain and seeing the beauty that mountain has. It's like a little gem in Burnaby's backyard, but, it is about to be scarred for life because of these pipelines that are proposed to go through. And so, yes, we had a little bit of a victory a few days ago when Kinder Morgan was denied the right to have an expansion on their drilling, because what they proposed was drilling 2 6-inch holes in the ground that would go 250 meters down below. And the judge had said that, the protesters could watch from the other side of the road. And so protesters, were being very polite and diplomatic about it and kind of cooperating. But, it was like there was a whole group of us that had come from other lands and decided that we were going to observe what was happening on Kinder Morgan as we prepare for the possibilities of pipelines coming through Sydney, BC, and past Victoria, British Columbia, and through the Gulf Islands. We know that, Kinder Morgan had proposed to have an alternative route which would run past our capital of the province. And so we're watching, we're observing, we're seeking out legal advice and just bearing witness to the actions that were happening between the RCMP, which is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and the protesters who chose to call themselves the defenders of the land. And what we witnessed was a lot of people being arrested, a lot of people that were stepping forward who might not have otherwise stepped forward in another situation, but this time around they're like, we have the courage. We see something that is wrong and we're preparing to speak out and take the action. And so there was a whole group of us that were there to offer our support and to bear witness. And what happened in the end is that Kinder Morgan was not granted an extension on their request by the judge. So they had until midnight on December the 1st to pack up and leave with their equipment. And the people needed that. The protesters needed that as a victory to keep us going. And the people have now, continued to defend the land and they continue to speak out because now they're understanding that Kinder Morgan has left, but they do have an alternative plan, and now we're just taking the actions in a different route, as Kinder Morgan is also taking actions in a different route. And so there's people like myself who are not paid to go there, but we are there as witnesses. I come from the Sulayaman territory. I'm a part of Tlalim, and that territory is just north of Vancouver, about 100 kilometers north up here. And so it is still a part of the Salish Sea. And we're still saying what happens all around us does affect us. It does affect our food source. It does affect the well-being of our people. And so we're standing in solidarity and uniting and saying, no, you know, what happens to my neighbor happens to me, and we're not going to let this go through. And we're preparing ourselves through a lot of different actions with the fundraising for the legal defense funds. We have, you know, legal teams like Raven, who's constantly fundraising, the Victoria Forest Action Network, where I'm one of the board members. We're constantly fundraising and preparing for the future, and we're doing different things through music and through art and through public speaking and saying, hey, you know, we're out there defending the land, and, you know, we're needing some help. And so the fight goes on, and it will continue to go on for a long time.
And, like, where are we up to exactly with the pipeline protest? Kinder Morgan will be back, I guess, unfortunately, to try again, right? That's what's going to happen. So,
yeah, Kinder Morgan, I believe they only moved their equipment just a few kilometers away from Burnaby Mountain. And, you know, they're setting up on another site. So, you know, we don't really have to just think about Kinder Morgan. We have to remember, you know, there's the Trans-Canada, you know, there's the Enbridge pipeline, you know, there's the Keystone pipeline. Like, there's 16 altogether. And, you know, they're going east to west, west to east, they're going north and south. And, you know, Burnaby Mountain was one of their key sites where there was going to be a major injunction happening with the different pipelines. And I say that as in a past tense, because if we have it our way, it's not going to happen.
Mm. Well, all strength to the people who have been up there right on the front lines. As I said before, I think, you know, that the company should have seen this coming. If you start this right in the midst of, right next to a university even, yes, you don't have a lot of people.
Yeah, because that university where the Burnaby Mountain protests happened was right next to the Simon Fraser University.
Mm.
And so, you know, they were being directly affected, as well as the people who resided down the hill. Mm. There was a business, one business up on that area that was being directly affected. And so, you know, Kinder Morgan was like the injection site that delivers the bad, you know, the bad blood.
Mm.
The whole mountain's contaminated. Mm. And what's kind of funny about Kinder Morgan is that it was found out a few days after they started drilling that they were 30 meters away from where they should have been drilling. And so I'm like, there's proof in the pudding that education is very important.
Yeah.
When you can't tell the difference between what is, you know, 1 meter to 30 meters. And apparently they are notorious for being off track all the way up and down the pipeline. And so, you know, if they're 30 meters off the original site, then what does that mean for the other injunctions that they have?
Yeah.
You know,
and,
so,
and just safety concerns, spills happen. It's been happening.
Yeah. And so, you know, Kinder Morgan lost its battle for the time being with the protesters. They're still in court with, you know, I believe with the Burnaby mayor and city council and other people who've stepped forward and saying, no, we don't want you in our territory. you know, you have a very poor track record when you start off with, you know, setting up drilling holes 30 meters away.
Mm. Well, I think this is a good time to play a track from DOA because I know Joe Keithley of the band lives up in Burnaby, and he's been on Twitter a lot talking about this issue. It's right in his backyard. The great DOA, and this is from an album called Welcome to Chinatown. It's a live album, a bit of a career retrospective, a whole bunch of old and newer songs recorded at the Rickshaw Theatre in Vancouver. It might have been earlier this year even. So here we go. This is DOA. And we've been talking with Rose Henry, a very special guest, and it's wonderful to have her back.
This is Basha Balat, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's a very fitting song there. That's DOA with the classic song The Enemy, and it's a live version from the Welcome to Chinatown CD, which has just been released in the last year. Joe Keithley of the band lives up on Burnaby Mountain, and he's been very vocal about the protests there, as has Rose Henry, our special guest today. We're talking about the Kinder Morgan pipeline, hugely controversial issue here in British Columbia. And Rose Henry has been present at the protest. And you just told me off air that something about that you protesters brought along their own solar panels.
Yeah, we were actually showing people that we can, you know, do things with the power of the people. When the people are united, we can feed ourselves, we can share our stories, and we can provide entertainment, which is what we did. When we had a party on the mountain a few days ago, the band brought in its own stage, its own solar energizing panels, and people partied and food was brought up. Food was brought up there from Food Not Bombs to many different community organizations that brought up bannock and peanut butter and hot chocolate and all the traditional things that are needed for a good party. And we had about 200 people that showed up. And we even had the chief, Reuben George, and his family showed up from the Musqueam, Squamish, and many of the Indigenous people arrived to celebrate, which is something I've learned over the last few months, the importance of celebrating the little victories and showing the world that we can do this in an environmental friendly way, and which I know that the people from the Horizon restaurant also appreciated the fact that they didn't have a lot of people storming through their restaurant to use the washrooms, because we were able to have access to the washrooms, which, you know, I was saying earlier too, kind of, you know, bewildered me about, you know, the police thinking that they were above the law when they taped off and cordoned off the public washrooms with the yellow tape and denied access to these washrooms to the protesters after they won their court victory. Well, you know, we were like, okay, well, you know, we're just going to continue doing what we did, you know, take down the tape, bring up our own food, bring up our own entertainment, and we shared the story. So there was good things that happened on that mountain. We showed the world what it could do when people from all different walks of life started, you know, coming together over our Mother Earth.
Everyone from young, I think, 11-year-old children to David Suzuki, the greatest advocate for the environment that there is.
Yeah, and you know, the you know, David Suzuki's own son and his daughter, or I should say his grandson, his daughter, and his granddaughter had all been arrested during the occupation of Burnaby Mountain, and they all stood together and just said, you know, you can arrest us, but you know what, we're still going to come back here.
Well, we're talking with Rose Henry. She is a First Nations activist, and she's been talking all about her direct experience at the pipeline protests, the Kinder Morgan pipeline protests at Burnaby Mountain.
I just wanted to add something to this. You know, as people are talking to me about, you know, like my supporting Kinder Morgan, supporting the pipeline and the actions of the Kinder Morgan actions, I see this as a direct connection of, you know, my being very outspoken about homelessness throughout Turtle Island, because what is happening in the Kitimat area, where the main junction, the first main junction between the pipeline and the ocean, is that in Kitimat, there's a growing industry of homeless people in this tiny village. And those homeless people are working for the pipeline, but there is no place for them to rent. And so it's like, oh, there are stories of homeless people that are being attached to this pipeline. It's like a big clothesline.
This happens often in boom times. Like in Calgary, I remember, I was there during one of the most recent booms, and there were people with hard hats sleeping on park benches in the summer. Yeah.
And so, you know, like I saw that in Calgary, I saw that, you know, in Kitimat, as I was being told of the stories of people that had jobs who were working for the pipeline, and then people who were longtime residents of Kitimat being pushed out of their homes because somebody else with more money could offer more money to the landlords. So, you know, we have, you know, people being pushed to and from their homesteads, and then, you know, the pipeline with the amount of missing and murdered people throughout the land. You know, I talk to people from down south, you know, who are talking about the Keystone, and they're saying, we don't want it in our neighborhood. we don't want, you know, more missing and murdered Indigenous women from the South going missing, to our young people who have no experience working on the pipelines being brought back home because they're missing limbs now because, you know, all of a sudden their training is inadequate. So that, for me, is my own personal interest in this. And I figured that, you know, we need to start, you know, setting aside our differences and coming together and showing our support for this huge, huge action.
Mm. Well, thanks for filling us in, Rose. I'm really curious about any other issues that have been on your mind. I know there's a lot, always.
There's always a lot, you know. I've had like 30-some-odd years of training, of first-hand experience of speaking out about human rights issues. And, you know, my biggest fear is the growing number of missing and murdered Indigenous women throughout Turtle Island. And, you know, the push for an inquiry from the Canadian government, who is reluctant to have this inquiry. Well, you know, I'm reluctant to sign that inquiry, that inquest, I should say, because I keep seeing it on my Facebook of, you know, Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is pushing for this inquiry, and his party is the Liberal Party, who also was the party that introduced the Indian Act back in 1967, which is one of the most impressive acts that could ever, you know, put a throttle on the Indigenous people of this land. And so, you know, like, putting my name on this thing, I'm kind of like in a dilemma, on a personal dilemma. Do I add my name to it? Or, you know, do I hold out and publicly speak out and say, yes, we need an inquiry. We need the people of the world to speak out against, you know, the missing and murdered life givers. We need people to come forward and, you know, offer their support, whether it's a, you know, a $2 or a $50 financial support for, you know, the many different actions that are, you know, doing fundraising to pay for our legal defense. To, you know, like, I'm thinking of, like, there's a zillion things that I've always got going.
Food security, that's one thing we chatted about on the bus.
Yes, security.
It's a lot of economists are predicting next year food prices are going to go up across the board, and that always means people on the margins suffer more. Always.
Yeah. Food security right now is predicted to go, you know, at least triple the price the further north you are. If you're living in the southern part of Turtle Island, it's double, you know, double the prices. And, you know, the people that suffer the most, again, you know, as we hear the stories of the people from the Northwest Territories, you know, eating more and more food that is contaminated with mercury poisoning, to the people who are in the Athabasca territory, who are at ground zero for the pipeline, who are terminally ill, not being able to afford the traditional foods of their land. There's a group of us that, you know, are in the working poor category, working a minimum wage paying job. Our health, you know, is already being compromised. And now you're saying, oh, you know, like, we want you to pay more for your food and work less, or, you know, work more and get paid less or pay more. You know, it's like there's a real mixed struggle there.
Well, thank you for being ever articulate, Rose. I've got a song here. By Kinney Starr. She's a great First Nations musician.
Oh, right. And I've met Kinney a few times out there. I'm sure, the
yeah. There's actually a really neat new animated music video about the pipeline protests. Well, I guess the tanker issue specifically off the coast here. So this is really cool. Actually, I found this on your... You posted this on Facebook a few days ago. I'm not sure if you remember, but it's Kenny Starr. And the track, I guess it's called Hydra Raid 3, Save Our Waters. So here it is. This is Canadian Aboriginal singer Kenny Starr, very well known, and great to see her putting her talents towards raising awareness of the of this pipeline issue. You're on Stranded, and you've been speaking with Rose Henry. We'll be back.
Despite near universal opposition and common sense, the Harper regime has announced that Prime Minister Harper will be sailing the maiden voyage of the Vitchman Valdez, a very large crude carrier set to deliver Canada's dirty oil to the world. Harper says that nothing will stop the wheels of progress.
Did you hear the news?
Who will save our waters? Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them for our great-granddaughters' sons. Tell me, who will save our waters? Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them before all is dead and done.
Hey, hey, oh, ho. Say no. Hey, hey, oh, oh. Oh, please, don't say no.
Radical Indians, you stand in the way of progress.
And them just go splitting the land. Split the land for bitumen, they carve her up and spit her back in poison. And faster than them rivers can run, leaks bring up a tail ends come undone. The grandfathers watch the young ones die. Oh, well, water catches flame, water's catching flame, water's catching flame. My oh my.
Hey, hey, oh ho. Oh please don't say no. Hey, hey, oh ho. Oh please don't say no.
I'm gonna feed you to my chinchilla.
Chase El Nino 2014, keep the water clean, people.
Feeling so triumphant, we're not upset. The unrest is a key to the success, and success. Decompress, my life's blessed. When blades press, my chest stretched, now expect the best from the Northwest. What's next? Just guess. In our own land, they try to treat us like we're just guests. All the usual suspects, rednecks, guys with greed for green who like to have. Trying to divide the world up into transects. You can frack off, back off. It's not just another roadblock standoff. It's all the man's fault. Women, put your hands up. That's enough time to put it to a damn stop. Can't call the cops, they got black ops. Damn stop, damn stop. Redskins, Indians, and Black Hawks here to stay until the last drop of water or blood. It's a labor of love to stay in favor above. We might be labeled some chugs or staying true to where we grew up.
Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them for our great-granddaughters' sons. Hey, we will save our water. Save them for our great-granddaughters. Save them before all is dead and done. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. Now we
his mark upon my skin. Said I lost my loser, the cold, cold wind. Swallow me, hunted down. I didn't know how to send you out. Cross your heart and remember me, a good father and a bad seed. I left it all, I left it clean. Now I'm a collection of memories. Take my body. Cross your heart and remember me, a good father and a bad seed. Take my young body home. Take my body home. Take my body home. Take my body home.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you for listening. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Lots of great music we play every week from both of those countries. You can find us actually on Facebook as well, facebook.com/OZSTRANDED Radio. And we had some brand new music there. That was Cold Specs with a song called The Bark. And before that was Kenny Starr, great Canadian Indigenous artist, with a song called Save Our Waters, which relates directly to what we're speaking to Rose Henry today about pipeline protests. Of course, the issue is that there are the beautiful waters off the coast here could potentially be contaminated by an oil spill. And Kenny Starr's
raising...
Yeah, we do know about those oil spills. They do actually happen. It's not just, you know,
yeah,
it's not just it could happen, it has. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Rose, for coming down. Is there any parting words you wanted to leave us with
I'm going to ask people, you know, I'm going to put in a shameless plug, you know, besides supporting my friend Matt here at this radio station with the CITR, I also want to ask people to consider, you know, if you can't come out to the protests and that, to support the protesters and the legal defense funds. You know, I come over here on a regular basis, you know, and check in with what is happening here in Vancouver. But we also have actions happening on Grace Islet, which is just off of Salt Spring, where there's a businessman building a house on the sacred burial grounds of the First Nations people from Cowichan and West Saanich. And, you know, our legal defense fund right now is, you know, running dry. So, you know, we have, you know, fundraisers for, I believe it's Raven, the Victoria Forest Action Network, the Grace Islet Crew. People can check out our actions on Facebook. Just even log on to my Facebook with, you know, Rose Henry, or you can type in Burnaby Mountain, Kinder Morgan. There's many different ways people can check to see what we're doing here on Turtle Island.
Well, thank you, Rose. We've been chatting with Rose Henry. She is a First Nations activist, very committed to a number of issues, including homelessness and, of course, the protests against the Kinder Morgan pipeline here. And Rose will be returning to Victoria, where she lives, pretty soon to keep up her exceptionally good work. So we'll be right back on Stranded.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
I'm sorry.
but, you know, kind of putting everything in perspective in terms of, you know, this is partially me when I was, you know, 16, this is me when I was in my 20s, you know, working at a record store and, you know, talking shit with, you know, other music store staff, and me, you know, in my 30s, you know, supporting bands by writing about them, doing reviews and interviews, and just, you know, at different stages of my life, all kind of wrapped up in that. And also, you know, I had a chance to talk to Corrosion of Conformity, who are opening for them on this tour, opening for Gwar, that is, and that was really cool too, because, I mean, they played Toronto a lot back in the day, and, you know, so we were talking about, you know, the independent record stores that, you know, we mutually hung out in and, you know, didn't know, but, and, you know, just venues that, you know, don't even exist anymore, but, you know, they used to play there, and I'd been there and saw some of my first shows there. Having all of that, being able to have those conversations, how cool is that? And, you know, I mean, this is sort of, going to this festival is sort of an extension of that. You know, it's an opportunity to share my passion for music with the people who are passionate about making that music, and, you know, maybe bring back something in terms of, you know, reviews or interviews or just even stories that, you know, are something that other people can benefit by. And that's pretty much all it comes down to. And so, I mean, getting to the nitty-gritty, I know a lot of people like the incentives. I don't know what to tell you. You know, this isn't the kind of project where, you know, there's a finished product that comes out of it. So you tell me, what do you want?